What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. Today, we're going back to the roots, okay? We're going back to the Italian roots. We're going back to the comedy roots. We're going back to the fasting roots. You may know this man. Obviously, you know him. You've seen his special, The Attractives, on YouTube. It's already got over 1 million views in just a couple of weeks, produced by Nate Land Productions. Nate Bargatze was formerly a lesbian in his past life. Now is just a smoking hot, gray-haired Southern belle. The real Nate is the original kid from Tennessee. Someone just fell upstairs. But what you may not know about my guest is that he taught special needs children in Philadelphia. He has been making a relationship with someone in his field of comedy work for a very long time, and he cuts his own hair. His name, Mike Vecchione.
Chrissy, thank you for having me on, buddy.
Do you really cut your own hair?
A long time coming. Yes, I cut my own hair.
How do you do that, though? Because it looks good.
It looks good, but my roommate in college, James Burrell, and best friend, one of my best friends, he knew how to cut his hair. He's black.
Yes.
And my hair is thick, very thick. That's why I'm saying. I'm not just arbitrarily bringing in that he's black.
Right.
There's a reason I'm getting somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, so he would cut his own hair, and then because my hair is real thick, he taught me how to cut mine. And then so I would try to do it, and if I would screw it up, he would just swoop in and finish it for me.
Right.
So I was able to make a lot of mistakes and fail a lot with him, like, just coming in and then doing it. And he taught me, and I failed, and he would come in and fix it, and finally I got it.
Is he also the influence behind you wearing a do-rag to sleep every night?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but that keeps the moisture in the hair.
Yes, it's
it
beautiful.
It all works together.
It should be okay for white people to wear do-rags. I don't know if it's connected to a horrible time in history, but I would like to be able to wear a do-rag loud and proud. And I don't know that even if I wore a do-rag that said Black Lives Matter, it would still be upsetting to people.
Right.
But don't you think white people should wear do-rags?
Well, I don't know is this a segment of the podcast where we just discuss white policy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this
well,
is called
the whites. I'll tell you what, the whites are off the rails, Chris.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think the whites.
This is a segment of the
podcast. Can I just say something privileged?
Why don't black people like us?
Yeah. I mean, as far as privilege goes, we should be able to do whatever we want.
Yes.
Don't you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
As a white warrior yourself?
A human privilege is what I'm about. I also want to give a quick shout out to, of course, the people that run this show, Homeless Pimp and Venetia here. Mike, do you have a problem that Venetia has stains on her sweater?
No, not at all. That humanizes her. She's so beautiful and intimidating that the stains on the sweater be like, oh, you know, I could actually talk to her.
Yes. All right. Because if so,
she looks attainable.
Because
now.
Because if so, we would send her. You know, we'd get somebody in here. We'd clean her up.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay that homeless pimp is wearing dirty yellow sneakers?
I don't mind that at all. I want homeless pimp to shave his beard.
You want homeless pimp
shave
to shave
it live
beard?
And live stream it.
Now that's
live stream a beard shaving.
Now Nate, listen, Nate Bargatze. Nate
Bargatze
has done a great job of getting comedians on, giving them the platform for fantastic specials like yours. I think the way I get into the production game is I have homeless pimp shave his whole body live on my YouTube.
Right.
Yes.
And have him do it in a cage.
Yes.
Like
David Blaine.
I was more thinking of like capturing like Bigfoot or something.
Yeah.
And then shaving him in a cage and like throwing food at him and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be amazing.
I mean, demean him. Take his humanity from him.
Yes.
Chris.
Well,
that's what's gonna get views.
Yes. Demean the homeless pimp.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, that's a new segment then. We'll do that each week. We'll come up with ways. But Mike, first of all,
can you compliment my glasses? Because I wore them in honor of you, and I thought that you would be wearing your Dago glasses, and I'd be wearing my Dago glasses, and the people at home would be eating some sort of sauce. I think that's how people eat when they watch the show.
I'm sure they do. And then we have a lot of the Italians eating the sauce, and we have a lot of the Puerto Ricans working in the auto body shops. And I want to say that I have my glasses with me. I have them in my car, which is parked. But I went to the doctor today, and I found out that even though I've been doing all this exercise and losing this weight, I still have high cholesterol, and it just messed with me a little bit. It just messed with me, and I was wondering, because the doctor said, is anything change about anything? And I said, well, I'm having Mike Vecchione on in a few hours. He said, that can raise the cholesterol.
Yes.
Just having him on the schedule can actually raise your cholesterol. So, but
it's like eating a pound of cheese.
Yes. But I said that, you know, so I forgot the glasses because, yeah. I saw that you were on Joe Rogan, mm-hmm. and you didn't want to wear the glasses because you were like...
I actually told him that.
Yeah.
He goes, because I come in, I'm smoking a cigar outside, and I go in, and he goes, and I take the glasses off, and I go, first of all, he's like, do you want to smoke a cigar in here? And I go, you know, no disrespect, but I don't, because I didn't tell him this, but in my mind, it looks kind of arrogant.
Right.
To smoke a cigar. I'm on there for the first time.
Right.
It would look arrogant for me to smoke a cigar, I thought. So I'm like, no cigar. And then I took the glasses off because you wore your glasses on.
And what did he say about that?
I said to him, I'm like, I don't wanna be a Chrissy D knockoff.
Yes.
Which is what people would think if I wore my glasses on. But I figured I would wear my glasses here, you would wear your glasses, and two universes would collide and a black hole would open up.
But
somewhere in Sicily.
I know, in Sicily, which I just came from Sicily a couple of weeks ago. It was amazing. Maybe that's why my cholesterol's high. But I do think that you, I will say this, I will admit this. Your glasses, the way you're wearing them now, and kind of your whole ambiance, you're better suited for the glasses than I am. So what I'm going to do here live on the Chrissy Chaos podcast is I'm going to give my title of heavyweight glasses champion of the world over to you. You've won it. You've taken it, and you are not.
But I
want to
have a glasses off. You've robbed me of the competition of having a glasses off.
Well, why don't we have a
Chrissy D?
Well, instead of
face to face, eye to eye.
Instead of the glasses off, why don't we have an intermittent fasting off or a cholesterol off?
What's
your cholesterol?
My cholesterol is pretty good. My blood pressure is high.
What's the numbers right now?
It's like 146 over 90. But I'm like you. They take it once. It was like 160 over 100. And they were like, this is crazy. And I was like, yeah, but it's high pressure the way you're taking the blood pressure.
Yes.
The girl comes in. She doesn't make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
You're strapped down. It looks like they're giving you a lethal injection.
Yeah.
So it's like that could be part of the reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
a death penalty, kind of.
We're on the same blood pressure medication, Losartan. I'm on 50 milligrams. You're on 100.
Losartan brothers.
But I think what I'm thinking is you're looking at your past, and I'm looking at my future. I think you and I are one in the same.
Yeah.
I'm
11 years older than you. I just realized that.
Well,
I didn't realize it was that much older. I'm older.
There you go. That's the, if you hear those sirens here, because they heard Mike say his blood pressure numbers. So they're here.
An ambulance coming. That's 15 grand in New York.
Yes.
Ambulance coming.
Easily, 15 grand.
15 grand.
And you have, and so... You know, and you have Nate, you know, who produced.
Nate looks really good. Nate's works out, and he's real lean now and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like going on the road, it's like working out as part of the regimen.
Yeah, you have Nate, I have Pimp. Pimp's a young Nate Bargatze.
Yeah,
that's what I call him. Pimp's a young Nate.
A young NB?
A young NB. I think, but, you know, it's interesting. I went to the doctor today, and I was just thinking, because I'm doing this fasting, working out, changed everything, that the numbers were just going to be unbelievable.
Yeah,
like, he was going to come in and kiss me on the lips. Like,
right.
That's how. And I was like, how's everything? He goes, good. He was like, you know, nothing to worry about. He's like, cholesterol is still pretty high. Blood glucose
Why is
still
it,
high.
Do you eat a lot of cheese? Is that what it is?
No.
My mother has high cholesterol. And it's like, it sounds like a neighborhood. How's your mother? It's high cholesterol.
Yeah.
She got the high cholesterol. But it's like we can't put cheese around her. Like, you can't eat cheese.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? I remember there was one time in the last few years that I had low, like my cholesterol was like 180 below 200. And it was because I made a decision to just not eat cheese. I wasn't eating, like, on my egg sandwiches, no cheese.
Yeah.
On my pizza, I would take the cheese off. Like, that's what I would do. And cheese was a big thing. I think it's a lot of it's genetics. But what the doctor said to me was, I've never had a doctor say this, and he's been my doctor. He was like, but, you know, on the pre, like, you know, when we were talking, he was like, you know, your mind seems good. You're working out. You're staying in your fasting windows. Don't worry about the numbers. The numbers will catch up. He's like, you know, the numbers are guidelines. He's like, don't think that you're not having progress because you still have high cholesterol.
Right.
You have to continue what you're doing. And
then
it'll all, because he was like, you know, he said, as long as you're under 60, you're still young enough to make like long lasting changes. It's the guy that has a heart attack at 65 really was because of the decisions they made the last 30 years.
Right, right.
So it was like, so, but I was like, I'm going to try to like lock. He was like, look, but with cheese, he was like, some people just have these abnormal reactions. He's like, you might be that person. Like, you just can't have cheese. But I'm the guy, even though I know some people say it's disgracia, I'm the guy that I can have pizza with no cheese. I don't mind taking cheese off of pizza. Like, I would go, shout out Bay Ridge Pizza, when I used to live in Bay Ridge, I would order a cauliflower crust pizza, no cheese. It would just be the sauce and vegetables, and I really liked it. And my dad would call me an F word that ended with a T.
Yeah.
That wasn't three letters, right. There's more. Right. But I would eat through it, and my cholesterol was down.
No, you got to do that. You got to do that, and you got to weather the insults.
Yeah, because that's the thing I think some guys like us, where we come from, is there's just, if you want to eat healthy, you're just going to have to understand that that comes with insults from the friends and family. Yeah. It might even come from your own mother.
Yeah.
And you know, but that's just how we grew up. But like you
Italians
said,
are bullies. They're food bullies.
That's the name of the episode, Weather the Insults, by the way.
Weather the Insults.
Yeah.
But they're food bullies, and they try to get you in that world. But it's all, I just want to feel good every day.
And you feel good every day. Clubs.
I feel good every day, but I'm constantly adjusting because I realized the fasting works easier if you cut sugar. Like,
yes.
I would get crazy hungry, and I'm used to, like, biting down. I could do that and suck it up.
You were a wrestler, like, so you would have to bite down on pillows a lot.
Right, but I don't want to like that.
But hey, joke.
I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to do that all the time. I want to be able to think and be clear. So, cut sugar, and then like
when do you have special, sugar? If you have it, when do you have it?
I do the thing that you do now, which
only
is
only on Saturdays,
one day a week.
One day a week,
one
sugar.
Day a week, but I'll do a meal. I'll do a cheat meal, not all day. I'll do eat responsibly. You know, I usually do two
eat
meals. Eat responsibly in the morning, and then at night a cheat meal, which is like mostly pasta or pizza or something like that, and then a gelato or something.
Right,
and then that's it.
Right. So it's okay. So interesting. So I might have to,
2 meals a day and then once in a while I'll fast for 24 hours.
Well, I might have to adopt what you do because it seems like if the cholesterol being high, I think because rather than going day by day with what has definitely changed about me and why I think there's results is I don't judge myself day to day. I kind of go week by week. Like, how did you do in the bulk of a week? And I'm thinking rather than having like a whole day of cheating or going off the fasting for Saturday and Sunday, like if argument's sake, let's say we have 3 meals a day, you have 21 meals a week, let's say, make 2 of those meals cheat meals, and then all the other 19 are good, healthy meals. That's kind of what you do. You do 20 meals good, 1 meal bad
right
a week.
Because I find that if you do too many bad, it's not necessarily bad, but if I eat sugar.
Well, it feels like you're attacking
me. I am. It's a passive-aggressive way of attacking. Yeah. But if I eat too much sugar, I'll feel it, and then I'll be starving. And it just like there's no cheating yourself. If you do that, it's gonna hurt you in the end because I'm just gonna have the urge to be. I'm just gonna be hungry more when I'm starving. I realize I'm eating too much sugar.
Because people say, oh, that I'm the one who brought fasting into the comedy world. I'm the Joe Rogan of fasting. I've changed the comedy world fundamentally.
Yeah.
I've literally, it's a whole new world because of me, Chrissy D, the great one.
Yeah.
And that I've fasted now and that now everybody is on the verge of looking like Matthew McConaughey from Dallas Buyers Club because I've brought zero fasting app into the world, even though they won't pay me a dollar for promoting them. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles that I can't eat until Saturday. But really what the truth is that Mike Vecchione is the one who initially all these years ago, and I did not put any of it into practice until last August, but Mike Vecchione was the one who was the first one to be like, I'm changing my diet. He radically changed his body. Is it 5+ years now? When did you start to eat? I remember you would only eat cold cuts, rolled up, on the road.
I did that for a while, and then I was like, I did it wrong because I wasn't eating enough fats to satiate myself.
Right.
So I would go off the rails there. And then when you go off the rails on the keto, it's like, and you start eating sugar, then you're just eating.
Yeah, it's like
you can gain weight really fast.
Really quick. Yeah. It's like any sugar is like cocaine almost.
Yeah. So you got to like satiate yourself. But
so what did you change?
There's guys at Gas Digital like, I'm doing fasting. And I've been against fasting because I cut weight for wrestling and that was super painful. And I
how would you
do
cut weight
again.
For wrestling? Like, what would you do?
There was none of this technology, or at least I wasn't aware of it, how to eat. So you would just have to stop. You'd just check your weight and be like, oh, I'm overweight. So I'd have to work out more and then stop eating. And at the end, before you made weight, you'd cut liquids. You'd dehydrate yourself.
So you wouldn't eat or drink for a day or two to make weight?
Well, you wouldn't
weight.
Eat. You'd cut the food gradually. And then when you get closer to weight, you would cut it completely. And then if you were still overweight, then you cut all your water.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that was just very painful. And I did not want to revisit. I'm like, I cannot do that again. But they were like, no, you should try. You should try. So I tried it. Then I was like, oh, this is fantastic. It's a great equalizer. So if you blow it and you eat like crap and then you go like a 24-hour fast, it cleanses your system.
So will you do that periodically now? 20, yeah, full 24-hour?
Full 24.
How many times do you do that a week or a month?
I try to do one a week.
One 24-hour fast a week.
And but then eating no sugars. Eating very light sugars.
Throughout the day? Throughout the week?
Yeah, I'm just very conscious of it. No bread. I'll have brown rice, a little bit of it. If I'm having out eating, I'll have a little bit of potatoes with eggs. No bread, though.
Never bread. Right. Yeah. So what is the typical eating day for you?
Wake up and try to delay breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's a lie.
Lie.
It shouldn't be a meal at all.
No, it's the name of it is breakfast. Break fast. Break so you fast. Wait a little bit to break your fast.
Yeah.
In the animal kingdom, that means literally 2 to 3 days. Typically between meals. The most jacked animals in the animal kingdom go 2 to 3 days between meals.
Right. Have you ever seen a snake eat a goat?
No.
I stopped watching porn and then started watching a snake eating a goat. And I was like, because it's such a great thing because the goat just kind of looks at the snake like, you're not going to, what can you possibly do? It's just a miracle of nature. And the snake just dislodges its jaw and swallows it. And it's so funny, I was trying to do a joke about the snake's mother being like, don't spoil your dinner, don't eat anything before dinner. And then she comes back and the snake looks like a goat.
Right.
And she's like, did you eat anything? And he's like, no. And he's like, obviously lying because he looks like a goat.
So then how are you equating the snake eating the goat to fasting?
I'm not basically, but it's just like they ate the one thing and then they're just digesting it. For so long, and they don't have to eat again for a long time.
And they stay skinny. Look at how skinny a snake is. You never see a fat snake. So because for you...
But no, we'd see each other periodically, and then be like, we'd size each other up. Like, you're looking really good. What are you doing?
Right.
And I'd say that to you, and you'd be like, I'm doing this. And then you have your doctor's background,
so
you know all of this stuff medically.
Right.
So it's like, I take that into consideration. And you're actually the one who got me, like, eating a cheat meal once a week. Because if you go too long with like keto and fasting and discipline and you don't have a cheat meal, then your body just gets used to it and it makes adjustments. But if you throw like a pasta and a pizza, it throws your body off in a good way.
Right.
And then you make progress.
Right.
So if you're plateauing, maybe throw if you're too disciplined, you can plateau.
You can plateau. So you're saying you delay breakfast. First of all, you're a big cold shower guy, which is interesting for two of us who have relatively small penises. Cold showers sometimes for us, we get nervous that it'll never come back out.
It goes
inside.
That
it'll just be inside forever because there's not much room to play with. But you power through that anyway.
Power through.
You're a big cold shower guy, which I still can't get through because I'm just being a pussy. But you are saying that when you started cold showers, it was a lot more painful than it is right now.
Now it's painful to take a hot shower.
Really?
Yeah, because I was in Arizona and I was like, oh, it's not cold anyway, so let me turn it on hot. And that's actually more painful now.
So you prefer a truly ice cold shower is how you live your life?
Well, I'm ready for it. When I took one this morning, before I came here, and when I got into it, like usually at the gym, like I'll do the steam. And I'll get real hot and then shave and then go take a cold shower.
You have to shave your back daily, pretty much, right? As Italians,
daily.
Yeah.
I'm a walking monkey.
Yes.
Yeah, so but that the steam relaxes you before you take a cold shower. But like this morning, I just woke up. I do the Wim Hof breathing practice.
In the shower?
No. Before.
I thought Wim Hof was really ice. Explain to people what Wim Hof is.
Wim Hof is the Iceman, and he has a breathing practice. It's called, I forget what it's called.
Called the Wim Hof Method?
Yeah, but it's
there's a specific thing?
It's called something else, but it's just deep breathing. It's 35 breaths, and then a breath hold, and then you release, and then you go back to 35 breath. It's like three rounds. I do 3 to 5 rounds.
As soon as you wake up?
When I wake up, yeah, I would do affirmations first, and then the Wim Hof breathing, and then I would, my reward after that would be coffee.
Coffee, yeah. So delayed coffee, though, even. You talked to me about delayed coffee
delayed
at times.
Delayed coffee, yeah.
So you don't have your coffee. This is your first coffee
my
of the
first
day,
coffee.
But you woke up at what, 7 a.m.?
No, I woke up like at 8:30.
Well, what do you want, heroin? Why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping so late? I've been up since 5 a.m.
Yeah, because
with
you
Puerto
have
Rican
children.
Kids.
You have children. Your children wake you up, man.
So, all right, so you woke up at 8:30.
Your children are great because they text you at 6 in the morning, like, hey, but about this thing. It's like, what are you?
Yeah.
6 a.m.?
I know. My daughter wakes up every day pretty much like clockwork at 5:15. And I got to be honest with you, it's just about the way, you know, how you receive. Like, life a lot of times is about, like, things are going to happen. It's just about how you receive the information and what you choose to do with it is really what life will be. How you choose to react.
Your daughter's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
She gets up at 5:15.
Yeah. She's just up right there and planking. And she, but I used to be like, oh, just go back to bed, baby, blah, blah. But now I take it as the opportunity. Like, yo, she's up.
Right.
I'm going to get up.
Right.
I start my day. Same thing. I don't do the breathing. I try if she will go back to sleep or if she'll just kind of like sit quietly like and watch a little TV. I'll try to meditate. I'll try to at least get like my push-ups in before like do something. Have your coffee. Yeah. Like don't be like mad that she's up and you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Like take it as an opportunity. Like, well, now I'm up because of circumstances that are out of my control and make it positive. That's what I try to do.
You're being water.
Being water,
you're
baby.
Being water, baby. That's
I'm
awesome.
Being water.
That's
really I've stopped awesome. The Asian hate.
Because your windows are small. You stopped what?
I've stopped the Asian hate. Because yeah. Bruce Lee said be water. Yeah. And I used to not be water because I was like, I'm a proponent of the Asian hate. I want the Asian hate. But now I've stopped it and I'm being water.
That's right.
Yes.
But you have those windows and now you're utilizing them.
Yes.
That's really great, man.
I love Asian people. Let me tell you something. Speaking of Asian people, those glasses those glasses you're wearing are big in the Chinese community of downtown Manhattan. You will go to Chinatown right now and see a lot of those glasses. Both the glasses that you and I wear, big with the Chinese. You're going to get a lot of compliments from the Chinese.
I think we look like 1970s loan sharks.
But yes, we do. We do, and I like that.
It's a throwback.
It's a throwback, but the Chinese, well, the only mafia that really exists now is the Chinese mafia. They're the big, and the
no
Russians.
No one can crack them, and the Russians too, but no one can crack them. The Albanians. You know why the Albanians are so big?
From what I've
read and from what I've heard is that in order to become a made member of the Albanian mob, somebody in Albania has to vouch for you.
Okay.
And then if you flip, if you turn state's evidence, if you're a rat, they kill the people who vouched for you in Albania.
Got it. Okay.
So no one flips. The Italians flip. This guy was telling me at Gotham, his name is Fagan.
I know him.
At Gotham. Do you know about Fagan?
Yeah, Fagan's
so
great.
He would... He ran all of the Donnie Broscos. He ran all of the informants. And he actually wrote a book called The Art of the Flip, How to Flip Guys. And I'd be like, what's the difference between the Italians and Albania? I almost missed going on stage one night just because I was so fascinated with what he was saying. But he was saying about the Italians, it's like all you got to do with the Italians, you get them in a room, you put pictures of their children and their families in front of them because Italians love their families. And like, you're never going to see your kids again.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to pick up your little girl again. You're going to do 30 years, and they'll flip.
And then what's the Albanians?
The Albanians will not flip because their whole family will get murdered in Albania.
Yeah. So interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we move fast from fasting to killing.
Well, that's what this is. Welcome to Chrissy
Chaos. This is chaos.
You're right. Yeah. And if the you know what? We'll say if these cameras shut off again, then we're going to have to put that message out to Vanity and Pimp will kill their families.
Yeah.
All right, Jerkmate, I know you guys love to play hard, and needless to say, the past few months have been difficult times for meeting new people and spicing up your nights with good company. So this is a nice opportunity for you to check out Jerkmate. It's a cool new website that allows you to take pleasure to the next level in a private and safe setting. Let me be clear, Jerkmate is the ultimate live cam experience for grown-ups on the web. There's something for everyone inside. What you want is what you get, and what makes Jerkmate special is Jerky, the friendly robot assistant that helps you find your perfect partner among girls, boys, trans, and even couples who match your personality and desires. How about that? Let me tell you more about Jerkmade, how we can get a nice little discount. Here we go. If you feel like rewarding yourself after a long day or spicing up the fun with your partner, go to jerkmade.com today. And do not forget to tell them Chrissy Chaos sent you. Use our promo code Chaos, C-H-A-O-S, to get 10 free gold. Jerkmade.com. This podcast brought to you by BetterHelp. I love the good folks at BetterHelp. It is a service I use. Mental health is as important, maybe even I actually think more important than physical health. The mind-body connection is huge. And with a lot of, you know, we went through a pandemic, we went through uncertain economic times, our mental health, you don't even realize sometimes that it's being affected. And the good folks at BetterHelp have helped me, just like they'll help you, get through the tough times. Even if you're not having tough times, it's nice to just keep momentum. It's nice to just keep everything working in your mind the way it needs to be. And it's all done online, okay? Mental maintenance is a big thing. It's all done online. You don't have to go to a brick and mortar therapist's office, comfort of your own home. It's private and it's awesome. You fill out a quick survey. They match you up with the therapist who's best for you, and you can change that person or cancel at any time you want. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, give BetterHelp a try. Right now, go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/chaos. That's BetterHelp.com/chaos. 10% off your first month. Go do it. It changed my life. I know it can change yours too. Listen, whether you're new to cannabis or an old pro, there is no denying that many of the products out there on the market, they seem iffy. They're iffy-wiffy at best. You know, if you want to try to relax and all that, iffy doesn't necessarily make me relax, okay? That's why I like using Mood. It puts an end to the guessing games. It's 100% federally legal, Delta 8, Delta 9 THC, shipped right to you. No doctors, no waiting, just affordable, legal THC for a limited time only. Mood is giving our listeners free Delta 9 gummies, absolutely free, and 20% off your first order. All you got to do is go to hellomood.com and use the promo code chaos. That's HELLOMOOD.com, promo code chaos. Free Delta 9 gummies and 20% off your first order. It's awesome. Mood is one of those THC products that, like I said, no guessing games. You just get it. It works. Go try it. If you want to see me live on the road, go to chrisdcomedy.com. I have all my stand-up dates up there. We have Radio City in New York on September 22nd, sold out. So we added September 23rd, the theater at Madison Square Garden. There's still some tickets left for that. And we're going to put a big fall tour on sale in a couple of weeks here. So keep checking chrisdcomedy.com to see if your city is there. And go to patreon.com/chrisdcomedy, where I have hours of footage and podcasts that only exist there. That's where a lot of the fun happens, and you can have an opportunity to ask me a question. And then call our hotline. We're going to put our number right here for you can call our hotline, and you can leave a voicemail, and we will answer it on the Chrissy Chaos Show, whether it be on the Patreon or the YouTube. It's there for you, baby. So I appreciate all the support. Appreciate you liking and subscribing. I love you, and if I see you in the street, I'll kiss you on the lips. Tell you what, coming from Staten Island today, it took an hour and 12 minutes. And I have to say, even though I do love Staten Island, it's where, even though I wasn't born there, it's where I was raised.
Yeah.
And I've been living there for 18 months. I think we're coming to the end of the window. I think I'm ready to just fucking get all. You start to become on Staten Island where you're like, okay, it's great, it's fine, but I'm like, man, it takes me a long time to get anywhere or do anything. You have to get off that island.
Yes.
And I don't know why I'm there. Can you tell me and convince me why I need to stay on Staten Island?
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with Staten Island. I've been there like only before I was in Pete Davidson's movie.
Which I've never been Staten in any of his stuff, by the way.
Well, I was
in his apartment. That's it.
That's a credit.
True.
That qualifies as a credit.
Can we put
now.
It in the new bio V? Thank you.
But before his movie, I think we shot a bunch on Staten Island.
Yeah.
But before that, I've been to Staten Island 5 times, maybe.
Really?
And 3 of those times were to go to Sal's.
Right. Well, it's
so
interesting.
I don't know what it is. It's just like, it's what's the difference between Staten? I've been to Long Island more because I dated a girl from Long Island. So
right.
Staten Island is just like, it's just a series of pizza shops.
It is. Well, it's interesting. You've only been to Staten Island. You had only been to Staten Island 5 times because geographically, it is the closest borough to Philadelphia. which is where you started comedy and where you're a fan of the Eagles and all these teams. So geographically, it's closest to where Mike Vecchione's roots are from is the Philly area in comedy. Mm-hmm.
But culturally, it's probably, I probably would fit in very well there culturally.
Culturally?
Back when I was single, I was like, I should probably just go to Staten Island to find a girl.
Like this picture right here that we've just put up now of the guys, you know, Mike Vecchione, Dominic Lombardi, and this guy I've seen a million times. What's his name on the left? He's a great guy.
He's great. Dominic
Lombardi is great actor, million shows. This is right now, if you went to Staten Island, this is happening outside any firehouse right now. That looked like this, acting like this. There's got a guy with a mustache, a bald guy, and a guy who's just come over from another FDNY house that people don't know his name.
How great is that with fake first responders?
It really
is. We look real, don't we?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you look... They nailed it with casting. Right. This looks exactly like FDNY, what looks like right now. But I think, you know, for you, first of all, I asked you, you know, 20 minutes ago, and this is what happens here on Chrissy Chaos, is what you eat for breakfast, and somehow we are now talking about Pete Davidson's movie. So I want to get back of what you have in a normal meal.
I delay breakfast, and I'll go I'll try to delay it till noon.
Okay.
So I get up, I breathe. And then I have coffee, breathing affirmations.
Black coffee?
Just black coffee.
Me too. I always go black.
Black, nothing. And then you never go back.
That's right.
Okay. And then...
I drink it with a do-rag on, but that's...
All right.
It's up to you to do what you want.
That helps. So then I'll have something like my girl will usually make something, eggs, or we'll go out.
But no bread.
No bread. We'll just eggs, and then I'll have a green Nutribullet. I'll have a green Nutribullet. So I'll chug the all the vegetables with a lemon in it and maybe a little bit of ginger. Right. And I'll chug that and have eggs, something high fat, eggs, sausage, no bread though.
But also high cholesterol. What do you say to that? To the haters
I'm a big pro fat guy. I think if you cut the sugar and just go into fats, you're good.
So you think the problem becomes if it's an egg sausage on bread, that's where the issue lies.
You can't mix them. Even when I eat carbs, I try not to eat that much meat. So I'll have a pizza just with no pepperoni or anything.
You think it's the mix of it all that is the issue?
Yeah.
Have one without the... You can have one independently. Interesting.
You have to limit your sugars, but when you cheat, it's best... not to mix the meat.
Do you even not have fruit? Like you barely...
Lemon.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't really go into...
You don't even do berries.
Not really.
Right, because they say berries are not as bad on that glycemic index, but that's what... I don't know. I don't know what Hen Hoff breathing exercises say about it.
Wim Hof. Everybody I've showed Wim Hof, I've tried to get Nate, I've tried to get like a bunch of people on Wim Hof, my mother, my sister.
Yeah.
Everybody I try to show how to do it, no one... wants to do it.
Well,
it's an aggressive form of breathing.
That
I think people are
I'm gonna
to
look
to.
Into it.
Yeah.
But I think about you a lot when I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
And the cold showers though is I know it's a big thing with you and actually my manager Emilio Savona, shout out the Italian woman. He is also a big cold sauna into cold shower guy, and I don't know what it is.
He's really lean down too.
I don't know if I'm just being a little bitch boy about it, but the cold shower, it is so painful and so I can't breathe for the 10 seconds that it actually makes me nervous. But I don't know if it's just a barrier that I have to push through. Right?
Like
you felt that way as well.
Yeah, it's a barrier. Because once you know it's good for you, once you do all the research, you go, okay, this is good for me. And it's also the thing is, it's a mental game where it's like, oh, I don't want to do it, but you don't let your mind talk you out of it. Your mind is always going to take the easy way out. So if you just boss your mind and you go, no, we're doing this, because your mind is always going to take you to the most comfortable place. But if you boss your mind, then it can help you in other situations and you can help you lean into other stuff that you don't want to do, and then you could master that. But it's part of it's mastering your own mind.
Right, right.
Because there's going to be pushback where it's like, we don't want to do this today. Come on, you don't have to do this today. What are you trying to prove?
Right.
Your mind is going to give you all these arguments back.
Benetit, can you put a disclaimer too that Mike doesn't mean master as in white master, or he's using the word master quite often here, but just put a disclaimer that he's not meaning it in the way that society means it today. He's not saying, I'm your white master, I'm the master of racism. No, it doesn't mean that. He's saying master it with his thoughts.
You can be a slave to your own thoughts.
Yes.
And you have to master.
Yes, that. That's what he means.
And I don't mean that as a white landowner. I just mean that as a...
So I follow this Instagram account, The Daily Stoics, right? It's about a lot of Greek.
I love that.
You like The Daily Stoics?
I'm reading The Obstacle is the Way right now. Ryan Holiday.
Ryan Holiday, yeah. Who's great. Ryan Holiday, awesome. Yeah. I think I first heard about him on Rogan, and then I subscribe to his email. Go get on The Daily Stoic. Ryan Holiday, great. I got to get that book. I haven't read that book, but I got to get it. But, you know, talks a lot about Marcus Aurelius, and then he has a lot of stuff from Seneca, like the ancient philosopher Seneca. And I didn't really, like, the thing is, like, you think, like, the cold showers, the intermittent fasting, all these things are, like, new age, new fads.
Right.
He was doing it 2000 BC. Yeah, he would intermittent fast and take cold plunges in, you know, cold water because he knew that his whole philosophy was being uncomfortable is the way. Like
right.
Being uncomfortable at least once or twice a day is the way.
That's a big Goggins thing, too, which I'm way into David Goggins.
I love Goggins. I read his book.
Where he came from and the way he talks. There's a thing on YouTube called Goggins Motivation. Sometimes when I stretch, I'll just listen to him scream at you.
Yeah.
Like he just screams at you, like, and it's the best.
So
I love him.
So, and by the way, that's another thing. And I you know, 38 now, I feel like stretching is as important as lifting weights now. Like I've reached that barrier in my life where if I don't stretch every single day, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
How long have you been stretching? Like daily stretching?
Yeah, stretching. I'll do the workout. In between the workout and the lifting and the cardio, I'll stretch. I do all kinds of like a hip opener, a tight hips.
Right.
And
it's been working.
It's been working. It makes me I gauge everything about how I feel.
Do you do yoga?
So I'll do yoga. I had a hot yoga phase when I was in Queens because I would walk to the hot yoga.
You would do hot yoga every day?
Not every day.
Right.
No, no, no. Like a couple times a week because it would, I mean, it used to floor me.
And you wouldn't work out. Like that was your workout for the day, was the hot yoga.
Oh, my God. Yeah, for the day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, that I got to get into that.
Yeah. I mean, you would love it. It's addictive. Well,
shout out Some Like It Hot Yoga on Staten Island. I've been there a couple of times. And then the last time I was there, the the instructor, who's great, asked us to turn around and face the opposite way. And as we were turning around in the middle of a class, we were dripping in sweat. The bottom of my sweaty foot went all over the girl's arm next to me. And I haven't been back since because I just hit her with a sloppy sweat foot.
I thought you were going to say that you I thought you were going to say you're married now. To her.
Can we cut that out, please? No, I'm kidding. Yes, I am.
I think because that's that's hitting on someone in yoga.
Yes,
when you accidentally wipe your foot against them.
My big toe just hit our antecubital fossa, which is the area right here in the where I got my blood taken today. But let me ask you this, Mike, is because all this stuff to me is fascinating because you're a comic who you really connect your mind and body, and a lot of us don't. A lot of us go through life every day never connecting.
Can I say something for myself in my defense?
You're selfish,
I'm being selfish right now, but everything for me is trial and error. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know stuff the way that you, because you have that medical background.
Yeah.
For me, it's all trial and error, and the whole goal is to feel good. I just want to feel good and be efficient every day. I want to feel the best that I can feel.
So that's what I wanted to get to because it kind of goes into like what my doctor said today. Even though the numbers were a bit high, he was like, "But you feel good." And you're doing what you want. You're doing the right thing. And that's the thing. Do you feel now, too, because you've been practicing this, like you're not worried if you have a ripped six-pack. You're not worried. You're just worried, do I feel good in my clothes? Do I feel good every day? You're not constantly on the scale. You're not constantly checking out your body and different angles. And you're not doing that anymore.
Right.
Or you are.
No, I still do that. I still look at my body and be like, I'm getting a little fat here. I could do, you know, whatever. And then I still will check my weight once in a while also. Not obsessively, but I will check my weight.
It used to be obsessively.
Not so much. It would do the other way. I'd be afraid to step on the scale.
Right.
My friend Greg Warren, who also has a special on Nateland called The Salesman,
also a wrestler.
Who's a former wrestler. He was like a very successful, he was an All-American
wrestler.
Why
don't you wrestle Greg Warren for Nateland for like a thing?
Nateland Supremacy?
Yes, for Nateland Supremacy.
Because Greg Warren would wipe the floor with me. I'll say it right now.
Right.
I was a practice guy. Greg Warren was an All-American stud.
Yeah, but then what Greg Warren would then understand is the next day he'd get a ring at his door, and it would be a bunch of guys with glasses like that on being like, what did you do to Mike Vecchione?
Yes.
Do you have an issue with Mike Vecchione?
Yeah. Are you going to wrestle your way out of these baseball bats?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's what's going to happen.
Here's what's going to happen, Greg Warren, is now because you floored Mike Vecchione, what we're going to do is you're now going to use DeStefano Trash Company to take out your trash for the next 2 years. And that's what's going to happen. And I'm going to be your trash guy. That's how it works.
I love the shakedown.
Yeah.
I love the shakedown.
And then it's a grand a week. Yeah. That's how it works. And then you can get percent of it.
Yeah, I'll take a percentage. I'll wet my beak. A little bit, is what they say.
Wet my beak.
And I like saying the envelope is a little light.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah. One of my uncles moved into his town in New Jersey, and the very first week they were there, he goes, he was there, and he goes, living, and somebody knocked on his door, and he goes, hey, how you doing? Welcome my uncle to the neighbor. He goes, welcome, it's a great place, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I'm the waste management, my company, whatever the name, waste management. He goes, and we work for you, correct? And then my uncle's like, no, actually, I thought tax money or whatever. He goes, no, it's a private waste management, but we're your waste management people, correct? And he was like, no, I mean, I haven't, he didn't understand. He was like, I didn't make really that decision yet and, whatever. And the guy was like, we're your waste management company, correct? And then he was like, oh, yes, you're a waste management company, because it was my aunt's husband, so he's not from, you don't understand. And I was like, but he's like, look, I do it. You pay a little bit extra more for this specific waste management company. He's like, but my garbage is always picked up.
Yeah.
There's never an issue. He goes, I got neighbors that you get the wrong garbage guy, they won't pick up the cardboard because it wasn't properly, disposed of. He's like, I could put anything out there.
You could leave a person.
They'll
in the
pick it up as long
They'll
as you're
it
paying.
Up and take it away.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, so I don't mind. So that is the argument with the mafia, is that yes, it's annoying at times to be extorted, I should say, but you really, it's like you're paying like an insurance.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between paying that or paying for fucking insurance?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm paying in the event anything happens. Well, that's what you're doing with them.
Right.
You're just paying for you don't have to worry about shit.
That's why these guys in construction would be glad to pay the mob, because things would get there on time. All the stuff would be on time. And in construction, if you're delayed, it costs you millions and millions of dollars a day.
That's why
they would pay extra just to have it run smoothly.
That's why every construction company pretty much isn't with the mob. That's why with the Trump stuff, they're like, oh, he's involved with the mafia. It's like, yeah, because he's an efficient businessman.
Yeah.
And we'll see in 2024 what happens.
Right.
But I think I'm kidding. So one thing too about fasting, I was talking to a great chiropractor, shout out my man Dr. Stern in Bay Ridge. We were talking at the gym the other day. He was like, look, man,
that's weird because I don't talk at the gym. I work out, get a workout in.
That's it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you taking siestas between sets, Chrissy? You gotta work out, dude.
I'm sorry.
No time for long conversations with guys.
I know. We were talking in that we were taking.
Let me guess.
Showers.
When you in between your sets, you're on your phone.
Well, I have to be.
Come on.
I have to be in case. Listen, I have a family. I don't know. Most of my daughter's texting me. If Jazz texting me, there's people. If Pimp and Benatia need me, they need act. They need me to green light clips. So it's a whole production. I don't know how they do it at Nateland, but
listen, this is another thing that people don't. As you get older, men, we need to lift weights.
Yes,
you need to lift weights because people often will be like, oh, "I'm not lifting anymore. I'm a little older now. I don't want to." No, you got to get it in. You got to lift because our testosterone drops. Correct me if I'm wrong. Testosterone drops, and if you lift, it's like you almost need to lift more.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like when you get older, as a man.
It drops.
Can I still say man or
yes,
you guys biological?
As a biological male is what we prefer. And because every time, it's if you don't say it, then it upsets the room. And the next thing Venetia has another stain on her shirt. So we can't do it. But what happens is you need to keep lifting weights, keep the testosterone high. And a lot of people think like, oh, I'll just run and do cardio. But that's not, for a man, that's not really the way to lose weight, is you lift heavy.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of shreds more. Right. But I was talking to my Dr. Stern, who's great, give him a follow on Instagram, Dr. Ian Stern. He was like, look, the intermittent fasting, it's great. You're doing a great job, do it. He's like, but it still is caloric deficit is the only way to cut fat. He was like, I, for 30 years, have been a chiropractor. He goes, I treat construction workers. They are the kings of the intermittent fast without them trying. They all smoke cigarettes. What they do is they wake up, have a cup of black coffee, smoke cigarettes all day, eat one humongous meal at night, their bellies are out to here. Yeah. They all they do is intermittent fast. They're not eating for 20 hours, but it's one humongous meal, which is 3,000 plus calories at night, gorging themselves. They don't lose a pound. He said, so you have to, in that fast, still stay in a caloric deficit and still exercise and still, you know, I'm also a big proponent of with the fasting, it's great, but you can't eat too close to bedtime. You can't eat later.
Yeah, even the cutoff at 6.
If your fasting window, even if you're eating late at your fasting window, even if you only have a 4-hour fasting window, but that window's from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., you're not going to lose as much weight as it was before because you're just sleeping and the body's just sitting there using it as fat. But
how about the medical community not getting behind fasting?
Yeah, because they're pieces of shit and we don't
need
real
They want to sell
doctors.
You medication. They want to sell you drugs. Like, how are you not acknowledging that this is good for you?
Yeah.
It's like because there's no benefit. There's no financial benefit.
Exactly.
I mean, it's crazy.
That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. H-E-L-P. Promo code CHAOS. Get 10% off your first month. It's about your mental health. Control what you can control. But yeah, I think, you know, with you know, this mindset stuff, it helps me, an account like the Daily Stoic helps me kind of be like, oh shit, nothing is really new. People were thinking this way. It's just what's happened was through whatever, there's a million reasons, like you get away from it. Maybe it's big pharma where they're like, oh, we don't want them to know about fasting and cold showers and eating small portions because we don't. So we, let's say breakfast, you know, Kellogg's, that we've talked about on the show, Kellogg, the, you know, big cereal manufacturer, is the one that made breakfast the most important meal of the day. That was
cereal.
That was an ad campaign.
Big cereal.
Big cereal, pieces of shit. But
The other thing is the cola company. It's like high fructose corn syrup is just, it's crazy bad for you. And if like I'm going to waste calories, if I'm going to eat, I want to eat pasta, I want to eat ice cream, cookies, something, I don't want to be drinking a sugary drink.
Yeah.
And people are doing that not thinking
not
about
thinking,
it. They're this big marketing campaign, you don't even think about it. They associate it with love and family and being cool and hanging out. It's like, it's none of those things.
Even Diet Coke, even you think Diet Coke, no calories, that chemicals in that actually change the biome in your stomach. It's crazy how much research is now going behind the gut-brain connection, how they think like your personality, your thoughts, even some of your memories are in your gut, not your brain. Like, it's like the newest technology is saying the gut is so vitally important for your personality and your emotions that like a Diet Coke, like you drink a Diet Coke every day. One, again, anything, what do they say too on the Daily Stoic all the time, and what Seneca would say, the Greeks are famous for everything in moderation, nothing in excess. So it's like that, with that being
said. But that's a thing. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Well,
but
I mean,
I'm
the
sorry.
Third time you've done it. I feel like Tom Segura on Two Bears, One Cave. What do you have to say, Bert?
everything in motivation, or everything in
moderation. Yes.
Everything in moderation is there's these axioms that sound good, but it's like, oh, you don't have to cut carbs. My big thing was with sugars. It's like, you don't have to cut them completely. Just everything in moderation. It's like, yeah, but I'm addicted to it.
Yes.
So I'm addicted to it, so I can't gauge moderation because I'm addicted to it. Now I'm a slave to this feeling, and I'm hungry. So I actually need to cut it completely in order to gain control of my mind so that I'm not addicted to it.
Right.
Then after you master it and you gain control of it, then you can introduce it in little bits.
It's true.
But everything in moderation seems like one of these things that you just generally say, and people go, yeah, that sounds right, but it's like not specific enough in order to help you.
Right. Well,
so I hate to call you out there, but if you want to make this a clip, Mike calls out Chrissy.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to throw my
Delilah's support behind it. Venetia. I just called you Delilah, Violet, and then Venetia. Venetia is flashing up slides now that say to start talking about Juneteenth. So, I mean, what do you have to say about Juneteenth?
Enslaved. We aim to shift.
No, we're going to do a Christeries episode on Juneteenth, coming out June 19th. No.
But I'm sorry to have to clap back at you.
You do. And that's the relationship we have. And that's the relationship we had on our now defunct podcast called No Disrespect, that Justin Silver so easily stole from me, as what his people are known to do.
That was really a great one. We had one clip about, for those of you who don't know background, me and Chrissy did our first first podcast together. I think it was both of our
2017, 18,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
and it was great. But we were talking about weapons.
Yes,
one time about what weapon would you like to have? Brass knuckles.
Yeah,
nunchucks.
Yeah.
And then we ended up just threatening the fans.
That's what happened.
I think that's it. Just spills off.
That was the short-lived podcast of us just threatening the fans. And
Becky on the hockey player,
Mike, who put that up? I put up Mike Vecchione on the hockey player for what? Check out mine and comic Mike on. Oh, got it. Okay.
But there's a bunch of different Mike Vecchiones, and
oh,
I said Mike
Vecchione will wrestle this Mike Vecchione in studio. Look at that, Gawk 2177. You just started fucking with the show today. You guys got something. Well, it ended pretty shortly after that, Gawk. 270 weeks ago. So how many? So what would that be? Is that 5 years?
Oh wow.
What month of 2018 do we know?
5 years ago.
March 9th.
Oh, wow. It's almost 5 years. Exactly. But this Mike Vecchione is a stud, man. He's unbelievable. This guy would wipe the floor with me.
Wait a second. But, so March of 2018, you said? So it's not even 5 years ago. It's a little over 5 years
that
ago.
Isn't
that crazy? It was 15 years ago.
It seems like a long time ago.
That's the thing with time, is it's like it just... It's up to you to make it feel like it was that a long time ago or felt like yesterday.
I prefer you say father time and emphasize gender.
I appreciate
Please,
it.
Please, Chris, a little respect.
Well,
a little respect for the patriarchy.
Well, the same way that you don't like the term intermittent fasting because it brings back bad memories, is I don't use the term father.
Oh, you don't?
Because of my Catholic upbringing. So it also brings back bad memories. Shout out Father Bill. So...
Catholic school, baby.
That's it. All day, every day. You already know. But what's this one? Oh, yeah. This was the original no disrespect photo.
Man.
I remember this. Dude, did somebody make that or did we stand for that?
We posed for that.
But where? Do you remember where?
No. It was in the studio. And look at you, like 6 inches taller than me.
We both had chubbier faces back then.
I look like it'd be Benjamin Button's, like your old son, aging in reverse.
New York City, Mike Vecchione and Chris Stefan are two gluten-free New York City-based comics with advanced educational degrees and rigorous hair care regimens. These anxiety-riddled emotional eaters apply their old-school Italian upbringings to a world full of trigger words, Snapchat filters, and safe spaces. They attack and embrace each other and the issues of the day with a fun-loving, non-gender binary approach. You'll want to give a participation trophy to everyone you know. It's all in good fun because not for nothing, cuz at the end of the day, Mike and Chris mean... No disrespect. Watch Boom. Live every Thursday at 3 p.m. That was 5 years ago.
I wrote
ago.
That, actually.
Did you write
yes.
that?
Yeah.
Dude, literally, that was 5 years ago. First of all, that still seems like a good show today. And isn't it wild that was 5 years ago, and literally pretty much comedy in general, entertainment in general, still talks about this. It's the same thing. It's like nothing's really ever, like, new, you know?
Yeah.
It's just 5 years. We just don't remember it. We'll be talking about this 10 years from now.
That's insane.
Do we restart it? Disrespect. Let's be insult comics.
Yes. Roasting. Let's bring roasting back in.
Seriously.
Let's do it. And can I say something? No disrespect. I don't know whose idea no disrespect was. I think you brought that in. You know what segment you brought in that was really hot? How's my hair?
How's my hair? That was a good segment.
That was a great segment. We kept it. We kept it when Justin came in.
Yeah, I know. I saw the clips. We would talk about how our hair was, but then that would break into how we're feeling emotionally.
Right.
Right.
What's underneath the hair? What's going on
Well,
there?
Mike, let's play it one more time for the fans.
Okay.
I ask you, how's your hair?
It's amazing today, but I'm going to get a cut on, I'm going to get a high and tight on, I think, Tuesday.
And you're going to do it yourself?
I do it myself sometimes, but then I'll go to the barber sometimes too, just because... When I do it myself, it messes the bathroom up a lot. And if I don't feel like cleaning the entire bathroom.
Well, the last time we've done this segment, you weren't in the situation, but it messes the bathroom up and you can't really do that anymore because when we were doing this segment, your roommate was Dan Soder.
Yes.
Now it's not Dan Soder. Now it's the female version of Dan Soder. It's Dan Soder as a woman.
Dan Soder has a woman. I have a woman myself.
Yes.
And during the pandemic, we were separated by Katie's.
Right. Oh, so yeah. we're
double
public.
Katie's.
Yes, double Katie's.
Double Katie's took us away. Yes. Now, Dan, but I have breakfast
now,
with
I have
Dan
a beef
every
with,
week.
I have a beef with your Katie because I love the show Succession. Yes. I love the show Succession. Yeah. I went out, I auditioned, I practiced. I really tried to get this part.
You're a great actor.
Well, talk to the casting department at Succession and they'll beg to differ. Because I did not get the part at all. But then I found out through grapevine that Katie got a part in Succession.
She was on last night.
So, and I really, it's just one of those things where I want to know what she has that I don't have. How did she get Succession and I didn't? And, you know, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for not only the people at Succession to see in me what they saw of her, but for you to see in me what you see in her?
Well, she's got a theater background.
Okay, that's one. That's one.
She went to school, not for medicine, but for acting. Okay. So, Chris,
you're telling me people don't get hurt on that set?
They don't get hurt. Oh, they need. They might need you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she breaks the fourth wall pretty often.
Yep.
And that's an acting.
Yes,
thing.
Right there. And also she will get physical if you step out of line.
She will get physical.
Yeah.
She is no joke.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I don't know if you have that. Will you go that extra mile?
Honestly, if I can't even take a cold shower, I guess the answer is no. I mean, Katie is probably in there. She can take a bath in the frozen
Katie
tundra.
Katie cannot take cold showers. She doesn't even like to, I get out of the shower. She doesn't even like to touch my skin, which is cold.
It's so ice cold.
And because it's white.
Right.
Also. Well,
right. Which is not, the bigger. But how was her part
which
in
is not
Succession
popular
yesterday?
Right now.
Was she proud of it? Were you proud of it?
She was nervous about it because she's like, I'm not sure how this is going to come off. But it was a small part. But you could see her in the newsroom. She played a reporter.
Wow.
And that is good. Because it dips into her normal life, which is trying to get to the bottom of my antics.
Right.
Most of the
Well,
time.
It seems like everyone you live with at some point will be on a top. To your finance show. You have Katie in Succession and Dan in Billions.
That's a great point.
So it seems like, if I want to get in that next show,
yes.
I have to move in. So can you ask Katie if I can move in with you? Because I'm trying to get on these top tiers finance shows.
And I guess we can keep your children in the bathroom?
Yes.
Yes?
As Chaz Palminteri would say, yes.
Let's keep it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure we can work it out in some way. But you know what? I was getting to the point of in our podcast. There it is. Yeah.
There she is.
She's
Miss Katie Hannigan, great comic.
And I took this picture, by
the way. Oh, there you go. Is that in front of the, do you have a control room in your house? It looks pretty sophisticated.
We have a huge TV given to us by Elon Altman.
Wow.
Shout out to Elon.
Shout out to Elon.
He had to get rid of this TV.
The real Elon.
This thing was like 60 inches, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you also have that special money now. 1.5 schmilly views on YouTube and counting. Go watch The Attractives on is it on Mike Vecchione's YouTube or
no,
Nate
it's Land? On Nate Land. But all you got to do is put in, because no one can spell my name, The Attractives. If you just put The Attractives comedy, The Attractives Mike Vecchione, any combination of that, it will bring you to the Nate Land page. Shout out to Nate Land because Nate Bargatze directed and produced it. Front of the money, believed in his boy. And things are
yes.
Working out. They're doing great
so,
numbers.
I will say, too, real quickly, with Mike Vecchione, and this has been, it's talked about amongst comics, you know, as comics, as I'm sure people in every industry, they always talk about, well, who's the best joke writer? Who's like the comics comic? And Mike is always at the forefront of these conversations. So if comics vouch for him and comics are saying this guy is one of the guys that we look up to, in comedy, then you have no reason not to watch it, because even though you think that you know comedy based off some of the comments I've been seeing you leave on my Instagram lately, you don't. Drive the truck. Drive the truck
first
and
of all,
listen to Mike.
I love the way that you talk down to your fans.
Yeah.
I do that all the time and
yes.
People hate it. No one seems to.
Well, if you see my Patreon numbers, they don't love mine either.
No one seems to resonate with them. But I call my fans the low-income whites.
Yes.
The low-income whites who watch my show.
The LIWs.
I give a message and I slow things down for them a lot of time. I have to spoon feed them because they're uneducated.
Yes.
They don't really get it, but I love them. I tell them how much I love them.
They're low-income whites,
but I call
whites,
them low-income whites. Even the black people are low-income whites.
That's what it is, yeah. That's true.
They identify as low-income whites.
Yes.
But, this special was great. I like to do the underdog thing where it's like, no one wanted it. No one wanted to buy it. The only person who believed in me was my world-famous comedian friend who's crazy successful.
Yes.
He's the only person in all of my friends who have me on their podcast. They're the only people who believed in me.
Yes.
Everybody else did not believe in me.
Well, that's the
and
way.
I'm rising up now.
Well, Chrissy. That's the... Well, that's the way to do it. I mean, that's literally the playbook, is just make yourself the underdog. I mean, there's so many people that have specials out that they've just pinned themselves the underdog, and it's like, it's a lie.
Yeah.
It's an outright lie. But if the people are going to believe it and press subscribe and watch that special, you do what you have to do. I'm not doing well in life, but I'm going to persevere for you guys, and I'm going to get through these next difficult months of my life to put out the best special I can, and I'm doing it for you with your support. All of it's a lie. I'm killing it.
Yeah.
I literally I can't have anything better in life.
Right.
But you tell them that you're the worst, and they believe it.
And they did. This champagne that I'm drinking, it's not even chilled.
It's not even chilled.
It's not even chilled. It's room temperature.
Yeah.
So I like to do that.
No,
I
am living in a basement.
And
what's that?
I am living in my basement currently. We're transitioning, but it's okay. But I will be all right.
But the special, please watch it. And I don't know if we're doing plugs now. I don't know if you have a segment for that.
I would like
but
to.
But please watch
I'll tell
it
you what you're
and
not
share
doing.
It with everyone that you know. Because I was not given a deal on Netflix or any of the major networks. I went YouTube, grassroots, and like I said, the only people who believed in me, which was my friend Nate, who's incredibly successful, and all of my friends
who sell
out arenas on the road.
Let's say what it really is. The people who believed in you were the whites.
The
whites.
Can you be more specific? The straight whites?
The straight whites are the only, from the South, the straight Southern
whites
the ones who have given Mike the platform he finally deserves.
The Nashville Whites. Low-income whites have given me a platform.
How funny would it be if the new MLB franchise is called the Nashville Whites? That would be a hell of a name.
Oh, remember they used to do that thing when the Redskins were like, how does it feel now? The New Orleans Caucasians. I'm like, that actually has a nice ring.
Yeah, kind of. I can actually, I envision a great logo for that.
The New Jersey Italians. I'm like, that's actually fine.
Yeah,
with
pretty
me.
Good. Pretty good. But dude, if you go to Mike Vecchione's Instagram, his third video in is I support the gays, which he does.
Yes. And that's my Mother's Day.
Oh, there you go.
Shout out to my Mother's Day.
So happy belated Mother's Day, Miss Vecchione.
Yes. And but do you remember our podcast before No Disrespect was called The Gelato Boys? Yeah, we were going to call it The Gelato Boys.
How many episodes
did we
call it?
I think that was your idea, actually. And that's actually a great name. That's a better name than No Disrespect,
The
Gelato Boys.
Should we bring back The Gelato Boys? Did we put episodes out as The Gelato Boys, or were we just workshopping it?
We were workshopping it, but that was your name, and that's unbelievable.
The Gelato Boys is actually a sick name for a pod. All right.
Then I was talking to Attell about segments, and he was like, you should do a benediction right at the beginning. You should do a prayer.
Yeah.
You should do a pledge to Columbus.
Yeah.
It's like, you should do all these great segments. Like, he is just a treasure trove of great.
But he won't do a podcast. He'd have the best one.
But he's a treasure. If you ever want to spitball anything, that guy is a treasure trove of great ideas. Just living.
I remember when I had my pilot.
Besides being one of the best comic.
The best.
I believe. But he's just a treasure trove of ideas, but it's so funny.
He's, he's David Tell's the man. We got to get him on this. This special is amazing. All I've heard is great things. Listen, if it's already at 1.5 million views in this quick a time, it's obviously
1.2, but after people see this, hopefully 1.5.
I'm good for about 300.
And
I think that it's awesome, man. It's awesome that, like, now we finally reached a point in comedy where, like, the good guys, like, can always just, like, we can all just support each other,
right,
as opposed to having to, like, beg to be given something.
Yes.
It's like, well, we can be given it by our own peers.
Right.
So that's a beautiful thing. That's like a safety in numbers. And that, which is awesome. I love the artwork, the attractives for it. Where did you film it?
Nashville.
In what venue?
Zanies.
Oh, Zanies Nashville.
Transformed it. Shout out to Zanies Nashville. It's unbelievable.
Shout out Lucy. We love Lucy from Zanies Nashville.
Unreal, man.
Yeah, I'm the guy who drove the truck through the wall because I was trying to. Lucy asked me to try to create an insurance scheme, and she said she was going to go to you, and that's what. You know, as me, I came up with some type of the Italians, we know how to do insurance scams, and we tried it, but it didn't work. But, you know, everyone was okay.
And now you're on a disability collecting a check every month.
That's what it is.
Call it a no-show job.
Yeah, no-show job. And
is there any other kind of job that you would rather have than a no-show job?
A no-show job. Nobody is able to get more money from illegal scams than Italians.
I know.
I think that we're just
the system.
We're the best. And that's, by the way.
And the worst.
Yes.
Yeah. Depending on what perspective you come from.
So we got Mike's, by the way, this next week you can see Mike in Rosemont, Illinois, May 26th, 27th.
Please come to Zanies. I'm trying to do numbers in Rosemont, Illinois. In
Nyack, Levity Live, yes. Norwalk, and then Rosemont. Go see him in Rosemont. It's not too far from the O'Hare Airport over there. So, yes. And by the way, somebody, one of the Chrissy Chaos fans or the Mike Vecchione fans, somebody pick Mike up from his hotel and get him to some Chicago places where he needs to eat. Don't even try to offer him bread or sugar. He'll put you in a fucking wrestling move and he'll bite your ears off.
Unless it's on Sunday.
Right. Well, are you going to be there Sunday?
No. Coming back Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, do you do this often? Switch the cheat day? I switched it this week from... because I went to a great Italian restaurant on Saturday, so I just did it. I did the cheat day on Saturday. I adjusted it.
So, like, let me ask you, because I want to get through all your meals before I let you go. We delay breakfast, and then what do you have for lunch and dinner? Just tell me specifically.
No three meals. It's breakfast at 12. Maybe sometimes I'll delay it till 2.
You'll have eggs and a smoothie. And then what's
eggs
for lunch?
Eggs and a smoothie. If I'm at a restaurant, I'll have the potatoes. Maybe I'll have a little bit of potatoes. But eggs, and then I'll get like a side of sausage. I'll get a side of meat. I'll go meat or avocado, something to make high fat, high fat to satiate myself. Or I'll put a little olive oil on the eggs. Okay, and then I won't eat again until 6.
And then what do you have at 6?
Depends what Katie Hannigan makes. She's a fantastic cook and gets recipes off TikTok and then just does them.
What's a normal one? Like what's something that she would make? Give us
She makes fun of me because I don't know what she makes, but it's like pasta vajol she'll make.
Yeah.
And she'll make Indian dishes. She'll make exotic stuff from TikTok, and then I'll eat it. And she does this thing where she takes vegetables and puts them in olive oil and then puts them in the oven.
Oh, the best.
And they're delicious. Like, it's delicious. And they make chicken. And
so it's lean. It's just a lean dinner.
It's lean.
So it's only twice a day.
She's trying to cut, too.
Yeah, well, I saw her on Succession. She looked big.
Yeah.
I'm just taking shots at her because, you know, she's my Succession rival. No, I'm kidding. Katie Anna, I didn't see the Succession episode yet, but I'm sure it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch Succession while I'm doing my Wim Hof breathing exercises to breathe through the scene that I think I deserved, even though I didn't audition for it.
Yeah, but you did audition for. Did you audition? For
I auditioned
the show?
For Succession. I didn't get the. My part I auditioned for came 2 episodes ago. And I saw who they gave it to. They gave it to like a guy who I've never seen before, kind of overweight guy, Middle Eastern-ish looking guy. So I didn't get it. And then Katie's part maybe was only for a female reporter. I don't know.
Yeah, probably for a female. You were probably wrong for that.
I think I was the female reporter.
But the Middle Eastern guy who took your role,
he did.
Maybe we pay him a visit.
Yes, maybe we do.
Gelato boys back in effect.
Maybe he gets a few pairs of sunglasses at his door too.
Yes.
Not only is he
that's our calling card.
Yes, paying for Succession, but also some of the things he done to us 22 years ago when he tried to take freedom away from this goddamn country, allegedly, or maybe it was George Bush. I'm coming after anybody.
It was an inside and an outside job.
Exactly. I never forgot.
Yeah.
Mike Vecchione, the attractives. Nate Land YouTube. Go check him out. Check his schedule. Go see him.
MikeVecchione.com at Comic Mike V. And I also have my own podcast called Mike Vecchione Investigates. Please watch it. It's available on YouTube, iTunes. Mike Vecchione Investigates. It's a fake investigatory show where we talk down to our fans. So if you enjoy any of that, please tune in. We need subscribers.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming on, Mikey.
Thank you for having me, buddy.